cheering supporters of his AK party in Parliament, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday launched a savage attack on the United States. Erdogan claimed last week's conviction of a Turkish state banker by a New York court was the latest coup attempt by the FBI and CIA to unseat him from power.
15 Temmuz.
The people who failed in the military coup attempt in Turkey on July the 15th are now looking for a new opportunity in our country. The case in the US proves this political coup attempt.
Those words saw his supporters chant, "Down with America." Anti-American rhetoric always plays well among Erdogan's religious and nationalist base, especially after the 2016 failed coup attempt against him. Ankara accuses Washington of collaborating with the US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen in the coup, in which around 150 people died. The US denies the accusation. Bilateral relations between the NATO allies have now been exacerbated further by the conviction last week by a US jury of Mehmet Hakan Atilla, a senior executive of Halkbank, for violating US sanctions against Iran. The repercussions of that conviction could lead to a further ratcheting up of tensions, warns analyst Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners.
I see an escalation of the crises, United States threatening a wide range of sanctions. Even the threat would cast a long shadow on the Turkish banking system. There would be immense difficulties for Turkish entities to borrow abroad.
Turkey needs to borrow around 14 billion euros a month to cover its financial obligations. Erdogan Tuesday also threatened to attack the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, a key US ally in its war against the Islamic State armed group. Ankara considers the militia a terrorist organization linked to an ongoing insurgency in Turkey. Diplomatic columnist Semih Adiz of the Al Monitor website says the threat could be an effort to pressure Washington.
There's definite brinkmanship going here on the part of Turkey. There's no doubt about that, and there's no guarantee that it will get what it wants. But Ankara is banking on the fact that, you know, Turkey is vitally strategic for Washington and somewhere that can't be avoided now that Turkey is also courting Russia and all this, you know. So Erdogan is therefore trying to apply pressure to try and reduce whatever penalty will be coming.
Much to the dismay of Washington, Ankara is increasingly deepening its relations with Moscow. Erdogan is also looking to Paris after last week's visit, with pro-government media touting France as a more reliable ally than the United States. But columnist Adiz says the deepening relationship with Paris is important, but it's unlikely to usurp Washington.
France is a gateway to Europe. It's a gateway to the new relationship Turkey is developing with Europe. So, developments with France are very important, but it hasn't got the global strategic clout of America. So, you know, they can't be the counterbalance to deteriorating relations with America. So there is, you know, the relationship keeps getting worse and worse, but, you know, I don't think we're quite yet at a breaking point, that definitive breaking point.
However, that breaking point could yet come if Washington does enforce tough measures against Ankara for the violations of US-Iranian sanctions. That decision is now being viewed as the key to determining whether the current deterioration in bilateral relations continues between the NATO allies. Dorian Jones, RFI, Istanbul.